Unit 7. Short Conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. Who are you going to take to the party tomorrow?
I'll take Mary along if you're not going with me.
Question. Who is the one that he wants to take to the party?
2. How long has the governor of your state been in office?
He is completing his first term. He can't have 2 successive terms. He'll have to wait 4 years before he can run again for office. Question. How long is the office term of the governor?
3. How do you think the election will come out?
It looks pretty close to me. Both parties say they're going to win. Question. What are they talking about? 4. I ought to go to town now. I have some shopping to do.
Don't spend too much. I won't get paid until next week.
Question. When will he be paid? 5. I always hate to see a vacation come to an end. There's always so much to do.
I bet the grass is a foot high.
Question. Where have they been?
6. In another half hour, we'll be home.
What time is it now?
It's 3:10.
Question. When will they be home? 7. I want to see the manager right now.
The manager is out, madam, but if you have a complaint to make, I'll assist you.
Question. What is the man's attitude?
8. What part of the country are you going to?
I'm going to the Midwest. I'm going to school in Kansas. Question. Judging from the above conversation, why did she want to go to Kansas?
9. Where are you going next?
I'm going to Connecticut for 2 weeks, and then I'll also visit Philadelphia. Then I'll go to Virginia. Question. Where is her next stop? 10. Do you like this part of the country?
Yes, it's very interesting. I like the climate. It's a lot like where I come from.
Question. Why does he like the climate in this part of the country? 11. What part of the country is John from?
He is from the Northeast. His home is in Boston, and he lived in Los Angeles for 2 years before moving to this city.
Question. Where is John from originally? 12. I went to a concert last night. They played beautifully. Do you like classical music?
I like classical music, but not as much as jazz.
Question. Did he say he liked classical music? 13. I haven't had much exercise lately. My only recreation has been watching TV or going to the movies. What do you do for recreation?
In the summer, I like to play tennis instead of swimming. My favorite sport in winter is skiing.
Question. What was the man's favorite sport in summer?
14. I've heard so much about Japan. Is it a beautiful country?
Not everyone thinks Japan is beautiful, but its beauty is breathtaking to me. Question. What does she think of Japan?
15. I just bought a new radio. Do you have one?
Oh, yes. I've had one for years. It's a transistor one, though. Question. Do they both have radios? 16. Hi. Would you mind if I sat at your table?
Please do join us. We've just ordered coffee and ice cream.
Question. What does the man mean? 17. Are you ready?
Ready? I haven't even started.
Question. What does the man mean? 18. I think this stop is Philadelphia.
You're right. But what I want to know is when this train gets to New York.
Question. What does the man mean?
19. I can't seem to find a suit that fits.
Why not try the 3rd floor? Question. What does the woman mean?
20. What did Mary think of the dance last weekend?
She hasn't been around this week. Question. What does the woman mean? Passage. Beauty has always been regarded as something praiseworthy. Almost everyone thinks attractive people are happier and healthier, have a better marriage, and have more respectable occupations. Personal consultants give them better advice for finding jobs. Even judges are softer on attractive defendants. But in the executive circle, beauty can become a liability. While attractiveness is a positive factor for a man on his way up the executive ladder, it is harmful to a woman. Handsome male executives were perceived as having more integrity than plainer men. Effort and ability were thought to account for their success. Attractive female executives were considered to have less integrity than unattractive ones. Their success was attributed not to ability, but to factors such as luck. All unattractive women executives were thought to have more integrity and to be more capable than the attractive female executives. Interestingly, though, the rise of the unattractive overnight successes was attributed more to personal relationships and less to ability than was that of attractive overnight successes. Why are attractive women not thought to be capable? An attractive woman is perceived to be more feminine and an attractive man more masculine than the less attractive ones. Thus, an attractive woman has an advantage in traditionally female jobs, but an attractive woman in a traditionally masculine position appears to lack the masculine qualities required. This is true even in politics. When the only clue is how he or she looks, people treat men and women differently, says Anne Bowman, who recently published a study on the effects of attractiveness on political candidates. She asked 125 undergraduate students to rank two groups of photographs, one of men and one of women, in order of attractiveness. The students were told the photographs were of candidates for political offices. They were asked to rank them again in the order they would vote for them. The results showed that attractive males utterly defeated unattractive men, but the women who had been ranked most attractive invariably received the fewest votes.
Questions. In some of the fields, beauty can probably mean... 2. What is the role attractiveness plays in traditionally female jobs? 3. What can you conclude from Bowman's experiment? 4. What can be inferred from the passage about people's views on beauty? 5. What is the purpose of the author in writing this passage? Story. Mrs. Jones was still cleaning the house when her husband came back from work. She was wearing dirty old clothes and no stockings. Her hair was not tidy. She had dust on her face, and she looked dirty and tired. Her husband looked at her and said, "Is this what I come home to after a hard day's work?" Mrs. Jones' neighbour, Mrs. Smith, was there. When she heard Mr. Jones' words, she quickly said goodbye and ran back to her house. Then she washed, brushed, and combed her hair carefully, put on her best dress and her prettiest stockings, painted her face, and waited for her husband to come home. When he arrived, he was hot and tired. He walked slowly into the house, saw his wife, and stopped. Then he shouted angrily, "And where are you going this evening?"